This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Okay, so what is this? This is called Al-Marfu'at min al-Asma. Nouns that are in the status of Rafa. Now, for a quick reminder, I'll be standing up most of the time, so if you want to, yeah. So, what are the statuses that nouns can carry in a sentence, right? So, nouns asma, mu'raba. Mu'raba means that they're flexible, they can carry different statuses. I'm kind of reminding you of what we studied at the beginning, right? So we have what? How many statuses can they carry? Yeah, three. Where is the first one? Marfu'a, Usub, and Majrur or Makhfud, right? One of those three. So any given noun that is Mu'rab, that has the flexibility to carry more than one status in a sentence, can either be Marfu'a, Mansub, Majrur. Does anyone remember what marfu' usually means? So main character. So a main character, right? Unaffected. So it has to be an unaffected main character. Something that's not being affected from outside, from an exterior element within the sentence or from outside, it has to be a main character in the sentence, right? Mansub, one of two things. It's either secondary character. Yep. Or tainted or affected main character. Majroor is unneeded. Extra element in the sentence. So these are the status that these words mean. So when we say something is marfu', that's what it means. Now marfu', usually what are the markers of rafa' that we know? What is the most famous marker of rafa'? Dhamma. So the most famous of all, right, is the dhamma. Are there other markers? Yes, there are al-alif, there is al-waw, there is thubut al-noon. Correct? These are the different markers that can exist for rafa. Mansub, what is the most famous marker of nasab? Fatha. What is the most famous marker of jar? Kasra. So what other exists for this? Many. A kasra can be used sometimes for this. Ilya, hadf al-noon. Correct? There's different things. There's more, but just generally speaking. Majroor, it can be a kasra. It can be a fatha sometimes. It can be a ya. Right? Etc. So there's different markers. It's not always the same. Now, for the purposes of making this easy, when I'm giving examples of this, I'm trying to look for dhamma, yani, because we're talking marfu', right? Al-marfu'at min al-asma means nouns that are what? That are? Is over here. So we're only studying this. We're not studying these right now. We're not studying al-mansubat or al-majrur. We're going to study them. But right now we're studying al-marfu'at min al-asma. So we're studying the nouns that are marfu'a. One of these four markers are going to be visible on the end of them. Now thubut al-noon is not for a noun, right? Thubut al-noon is for the five exceptional verbs. So this one you can actually take out altogether because we're not using it. So we're going to see either a dhamma, an alif, or a waw as a marker of rafa. Now what types of words within grammar is marfu'a? These are the seven types of words that are marfu'a. Are you understanding how this is all kind of connected? So when we're studying flexible words, flexible nouns in a sentence that can carry more than one status, we have rafa', marfu', mansub, majrur. These are the three status that they can carry. So what we're going to study right now are nouns that are marfu', right? What are the grammatical words that we can have marfu' in a sentence as nouns? These are the seven types of words that we will find. Okay? And these are the markers, dhamma or alif or wa. Okay. We're looking at untainted main characters in a sentence. Untainted main characters in a sentence. Al-fa'il, what does the fa'il mean? Yes, go ahead.
The one who did the action.
Yeah, so the subject. Very good. The one who did it. Is he a main character or is he not a main character? 100% he's a main character. He's the most important character. He did it. If not him. Na'ib al-fa'il, the substitute of the subject. So the subject's not here. He tags out. This guy comes in. So he's going to get the same. He's going to be treated the same way, right? Or it's called al-maf'ul alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu, right? The object that doesn't have an identified subject. So a substitute for the subject. So it substitutes him. So he's a substitute of the subject. Right, still a main character because the subject's not there. He has to carry, now this poor guy has to carry both the subject and the object in one. And he has to take care of everything. What's in Mubtada? Right? Yes, what is it? Good.
It's like the noun that's in the, like, in a sentence.
Yeah, so the main noun of the sentence, right? If you have a noun, remember, what types of sentences do we have? Yes, Musa. Yeah, so verb-based, فعلية, and noun-based. فعلية and اسمية, right? In the verb-based, you find الفاعل. You find نائب الفاعل. So these two, you'll find them in a فعلية. Here, you'll find المبتدأ. You'll find الخبر. مبتدأ is the main character in the noun-based sentence. Al-Khabar is the second, is a piece of information that explains it. So these two guys are the main characters of the noun-based sentence. So the main characters of noun-based sentence. Al-Mubtada wal-Khabar. Like what? As-Sama'u Zafiyah. Sky is clear. Sky is the Mubtada, clear is the Khabar. It's telling us something about it. Right? Piece of information that we have. So those are the first four. Now, ismu kana. Now, kana. Let's leave this. Actually, this is nice. This will help you out. So the word kana is the head of a family of words that are like it. Kana, asbaha, amsa, sara, dhalla. These are all the same, right? So kana, what it does, it affects the khabar. Now, if you remember what I just had up a second ago, I told you a tainted main character is going to be mansub, a tainted main character. So the khabar, what used to be marfu', because it's untainted, and then kana comes into the sentence, it affects it, it becomes mansub, but who stays the way he is? The mubtada. Mubtada stays the way it is, it's not tainted by kana. Kana only touches the khabar. So, kana Allahu aliman. This guy only affects here, doesn't affect ismullah, doesn't touch the mubtada. So he stays with a dhamma, stays marfu', but now he has a different name. Now he's called ism kana, right? That's what we talked about last time.
Ism
khabar kana, which is this, is going to be mansub. It's not going to be marfu', right? We're studying the marfu'. So where do we put kana Allahu aliman in terms of these sentences?
Noun-based.
So it's noun-based sentence, right? It's a noun-based sentence. So ism kana is a noun-based sentence. You're like, well, kan is a verb or a partial verb. Yeah, but it's not really a verb. It's not a full verb. It doesn't do its job. It just comes to a sentence that has a mubtada and a khabar and taints the khabar and affects the khabar in a certain way. That's all it does. All right. The same. Yes.
The mubtada can be file and file can be mubtada.
So these can they change?
No, file and mubtada can replace each other.
File?
Fa'il?
Fa'il?
Yeah.
Maybe. Depends. But you can't compare them because this is verb based, this is noun based, a whole different dynamic of a sentence.
It can be,
but you see the verb brings in a whole new meaning, right? The verb brings in a whole new meaning, so you have a third meaning in the sentence. So the fa'al can be a mubtada, but you have to change the sequence of the words. So yani akala Ahmed, Ahmed akal. Right, so you have to change the sequence. Now Ahmed is a mubtada in the sentence. So changing the sequence will do it, but it's not a rule of thumb. It's not always how it is. Like, it doesn't have to happen like that. So for me to say yes wouldn't be totally true. So I'm not going to say yes to that because you have to kind of understand the sentences. Khabar inna also exists here. It's also a noun-based sentence. Right? So if kana is the head of a family of words that do something, right? They usually mean that things have always been like that, or things turned into something. That's what kana brings into the sentence. It's a partial verb, so it brings some active activity into the sentence. The sentence becomes more active, it's moving around. What's the difference between a verb-based and a noun-based sentence?
A verb-based starts with a verb.
No. Yeah, but what's in it? A verb brings motion. Right? Isn't a verb is action? So it brings motion into the sentence. It tells you things are changing, are happening. A noun-based sentence is very static. Right, philosophy and proverbs come in noun shape, in nouns, right? Because there's no changing. A verb-based sentence it suggests change and movement. Noun-based suggests statistics. Everything stays the way it is, right? These are philosophical concepts or principles. That's the difference of using these sentences. So kana brings some motion to a noun-based sentence that doesn't have any motion. That's what kana does. All right. Now there's another family. I'll take this off for now. Bring it back in a second. Now there's another family. This family is called the family of Inna. Inna wa akhawata. Yes.
Are kunna kuntum.
All derivatives of kana. Yes. Yeah. We will study that family in detail. Like we'll study kana and all its sisters or daughters and how they're used, inshallah. For now, I just care that you understand that they exist and this is what they do, generally speaking. But we will go into more detail, inshallah. Inna also does the same. Inna is a head of a family as well. But inna does something different. If kana comes into a noun-based sentence where there's a mubtada and a khabar, right, and it affects. Kana affects the khabar, meaning the piece of information. Inna and its family, they come and they affect the mubtada, the subject of the sentence. All right. So Allahu Subhanahu wa Taala Ghafoor. So if we bring in kana, or we bring in inna, you find a very big difference. Kana, it affects this guy over here, the word Ghafoor, the piece of information that he is forgiving. It affects that. Why? Because that it's making this concept more movable. It gives it some motion, it gives it some action. It makes sure that the concept of ghafur means happening. The concept of ghufran, of forgiveness, is happening all the time. Understand the idea? It changes. Allah ghafur, that's a statement. Allah is forgiving. Kana Allah ghafur rahimah? Allah has always been forgiving. He's always forgiving. It gives the concept of forgiveness movement that is happening all the time. It's affecting. Inna doesn't affect this here at all. It emphasizes the subject. It emphasizes the one who's doing whatever they're doing, right? So it doesn't affect the actual piece of information. It affects the subject of the sentence, inna and its family. What's inna? Inna. Yeah, very good. Anna. What else? Come on, you know them. I know you know them. You memorized them at some point. Inna, anna, ka'anna, layta, la'alla. So this is the family. Inna is the head of the family, and these are a bunch of other words that have similar meanings. Anna is the same, it's just in the middle of the sentence. Inna is what we say in the beginning of a sentence, anna is what we say we're in the middle of a sentence. Ka'anna is something is like something else. When there's a simile. Or I think it's like that, or it seems to be like that. Layta means I wish. La'alla means I hope. Right? That it has hopeness in a certain term of wishful thinking. Inna, all these are for emphasis. They emphasize something and they add sometimes a meaning. But inna on its own, let's just study inna. Let's not study the whole family for now. Let's just study the actual head of the family. Inna or anna, just those two guys. What are they? They just emphasize. They emphasize the subject. Allahu Ghafurur Rahim, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Indeed Allah, specifically Him, is forgiving and merciful and forgiving. Understand the difference? So it comes in and emphasizes the subject. So now we have something that's affecting a main character in the sentence. What happens to a main character in a sentence that is affected or tainted? What does it become? Mansub, right? So it goes from marfu', it used to be marfu', and it becomes mansub. But what stays the way it is? The khabar stays the way it is, right? It's not affected. But what is it called now? It's no longer called the khabar. It's called khabar inna. You're seeing? It's called khabar inna.
So what do you have to do with both? In Canada, man.
No, you cannot have...
Canada, man, woman.
So an is not inna, right? An? No, anna. Has to be anna with a shadda. Alright. So... Anna, is a part of the family. An is not a part of the family at all. Like, they don't know each other. They've never met before. Yes.
How do you spell emphasizes?
Okay, emph. Asize. All right. I'm going to give you sentences where both of them exist, so that you can feel like you're not saying something wrong here. I'm going to give you sentences where you should be able to think of it. There are sentences like that. Here's one.
No.
There you go. Inna Allah kana alima. All right. So this is an example where they both enter. But how do they enter? They don't enter together. They enter in a different sequence where they affect things differently. How? So inna, what does it affect? Does it affect the mubtada or the khabar? The mubtada, right? So if you were to take these two guys out for a second, we have Allahu Alim, right? That's the skeleton of the sentence. Who's the subject? Who's the mubtada? Allah. Here's the mubtada. Here's the khabar. Inna is going to affect the subject. Who's the subject here? So what happens to Allah's name here? It's mansub, right? And then kana comes in. Now, it's going to affect Allah or Alim? So, right? And then we say that the mubtada of this sentence is mahdhuf. It's deleted. Estimated is a better way of putting it. Estimated. So, kana Allahu aliman, but because he was said before, it's taken out. Inna Allah kana aliman hakima. So what happens is, this is a bit complex, but inna, this is ism inna over here. And this sentence is called khabar inna. This whole sentence now is called the khabar. And then this is its own sentence on its own. This is its own sentence now. Kana, the mubtada is estimated. Allah, we know it's Allah, but it's estimated, it's not there. Alima is the khabar, and it affects it. And that's an example of how this would work in terms of having both of them in the sentence. Very rare.
So in Arab, how would you say that?
وجملة كان الله عليما وجملة كان عليما في محل رفع خبر إن. So the sentence of كان عليما is seen as the خبر of إن, and it's مرفوع. The sentence is مرفوع. How? It's just an estimation. We don't actually see something with our eyes. All right. You understand now how اسم كان. So if you look into this a bit more detail, اسم كان and خبر إن are just, ism kana is the mubtada, and khabar inna is the khabar, right? Where a word entered the sentence and affected the other, his brother, didn't affect him. Understand the idea? So the mubtada is the same as ism kana, no difference, because kana doesn't affect the ism, it affects the khabar. Khabar inna is the same as the khabar, because inna and its family only affects the ism, it doesn't affect the khabar. So he's going unaffected. Al-marfu'at min al-asma, nouns that are given the status of rafi' are untainted main characters. Can you remember that? When you say the word marfu', remember that we're talking about untainted or unaffected main characters. It has to be untainted main characters. The moment the main character is affected from outside, it goes to nasb. That's why ism kana is marfu', but khabar kana is mansub. That's why khabar inna is marfu', but ism inna is mansub, because those families, they enter and they affect something specific. I'll repeat this one more time just to see if this settles with you, you'll benefit a lot from it. Now, let's think of a sentence. Yeah, I want a sentence without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can be more flexible. Okay, that's awesome for today. So, الثلج, yes, Hamdi, say what you want to say.
Is it for Ishmkana?
No, I just want a sentence. So, snow is annoying. Snow is the mubtada. The information we have about it is that it's annoying. That's what we have today. So, mubtada, khabar, correct? Both of them are what? Both of them are seen as marfu'at min al-asma, right? Then we haven't changed that yet. So that's the mubtada. And that's the khabar. And they're both from the marfu'at min al-asma. Now, yes?
Muhammad Rasulullah.
Very good, yeah. So let's take, we'll go back, we'll use that inshallah, the next one. So what we do here, let's say we enter, we bring one of these families, kana or inna, and we have them enter the sentence. So kana, what does kana affect? Affects the khabar, right? So what would you say, Muhammad? Yeah, muz'ijan. So now we have a fatha on the... So now here, it becomes muz'ijan. So this guy gets affected, right? So the annoying part of snow becomes more emotional, more lively, it's more active. Kana brings some life into the sentence, makes it movable, it gives it some mobility. But it affects only the khabar. It doesn't affect the mubtada. So the mubtada stays marfu'a, but what is it called now? Ism kana. It's called ism kana. Sir marfu'a, it's called ism kana. Now the same sentence.
Are there exceptions for the marfu mansub?
No, it's always like that. Always like that. The markers may differ. The markers aren't going to always be dhamma and fatha. Sometimes you'll find markers a bit different, but it'll always be the same thing.
Like when
we
read the Quran, that's like a good...
Oh yeah. It's always kana Allahu sami'an, aliman, khabiran, ghafuran, rahim. It'll never be kana Allahu ghafurun. Never. Inna Allaha ghafurun. Inna Allaha alimun. It's always going to be like that. Alimun qadir. It's always going to be like that. Now, so if you, let's say you bring the word inna, what does inna do? Kana brings in mobility and motion. Inna brings in emphasis. What does it emphasize though? The subject, the mubtada, right? So who gets affected here? Yeah, so what do we say? Yeah, but this guy doesn't get affected at all. He's not touched at all. This is the one, so we're emphasizing snow. Now, out of all things, the one of the most annoying things there are is snow. So that's what this sentence ends up meaning. So if you were to take inna out, you would say athalju, right? Isn't that what you would say? Because it's mubtada and khabar, say athalju. And it just means snow is annoying. Then you say inna, it turns to thalja, and now this becomes indeed, specifically and especially snow, is annoying. So in Arabic, when you add these special effects, I like to call them, like they're special effect tools. You bring in these special effect tools, and they add meaning to sentences, and they allow specific sentences to have additional or more or different meanings than they would without these special effect tools or without these families. So this guy stays with and he's called, what is he called here now? The khabar wasn't touched when inna came, it only touches the subject. What is it called now? It's called khabar inna. So these four, 1, 2, 3, 4, are they pretty much the same?
Yeah.
They're very similar, correct? So they're actually only two. Because al-mubtada is basically ism kana, unaffected within that sentence. It went, yeah, kana flies over the head of the mubtada and hits the khabar, so he's good. He stays marfu'a. And in the sentence of inna comes and hits the subject, doesn't touch the khabar. So khabar is unaffected by anything. So al-khabar and khabar inna are the same thing. So basically, we only have three marfu'a so far. We have the subject, and this is just a substitute to the subject. Right? Naib al-fa'il is just tagged in. I'm out, you're in a sentence that is a passive sentence. Akala hamdi al-ta'am, right? Take out hamdi completely. Ukil al-ta'am, the food was eaten. Now food becomes the substitute for the subject, and it's going to get rafa'. So basically these guys are the same thing. It's just a matter of we remove the fa'il, well he needs a substitute, so we put him in and he's marfu'. And mubtada and khabar, these two guys are the same. So we have basically fa'il, mubtada and khabar, and then out of fa'il, we spin off of the fa'il of the subject, we spin off na'ib al-fa'il, yani the substitute of the fa'il, and we spin off the mubtada, usm kana, and we spin off the khabar, khabar inna. Understanding how this works?
So okay. To bring it home, talja is ism inna?
Perfect. Talja is ism inna in this situation. Okay. We will study inna and kana in way more detail. For now, I'm just interested in you guys understanding what nouns will be marfu'a. Now, the final one of all. Tabi'u lil marfu'a. Now, we're going to take this off. I'm going to divide the board. Because you have to study something called at-tabi'. You're going to tell me you're wrong. It's at-tabi' al-marfu'. Yes, but I'm not going to study at-tabi' al-marfu' right now. I'm going to study the concept of at-tabi'. The word tabi' means the... Yes?
No, that wasn't why I was reading my question. Is it going to be a noun-based or verb-based?
For which? For tabi'? It's not going to make a difference. So this explicit, specifically this guy, doesn't make a difference. Verb-based, noun-based, not a problem. The word tabi', what does it mean?
Follow
Yeah, what was it, what is the translation in the book, by the way?
I was actually going to say that.
Say what you want, yeah.
Kana, it says there's three. There's
Dhanan, Zanan. Dhanan is similar to Kana, very similar. Very, very similar. But we will study on its own, inshallah. Yani, but it's a very similar thing. What's the word tabi'a? So the follower, yeah? Or the attached. So the following word, the word that follows the word before it, or is attached to it. There are four types, there are four words that are categorized as tawabi'a. There are four words. So the following word, or the follower. There are four words. Now these words, what do? They follow another word, and whatever that word does, it does. So التابع للمرفوع, it's following a word that is مرفوع. So what are they going to be? Like it. They're going to be مرفوع like it. If they follow a word that's منصوب, what are they going to be? منصوب. They follow a word that's مجرور, they'll be مجرور. As simple as that. So we have to understand the concept of توابع. They just follow words. Like what? First one, this will make sense to you once I give you the first word. The first one is النعت. النعت or الصفة. What is that in English? Yes. This is an adjective. Give me an example in Arabic. Give me a sentence, like not just a word. Give me a sentence, yes. Can we think of a Quranic one, Muhammad? No, that's a subject and then a piece of information. Think. All right. It's okay. Yes. And you need an adjective. You need a sifa. Okay. I'll give you. Huwa. Allahu. All right. Al-Khaliq. Now, huwa is the mubtada. It's the beginning of the sentence. It's the subject of the sentence. He is. Who is he? Allah. So this is the mubtada, the subject. And this is the information, al-khabar. You're saying he is. If you stop, that's not a sentence. There's something missing. Huwa. Who is he? Allah. So this is a sentence. Huwa Allah. He is in the Creator, our Lord. Huwa Allah. Now what is al-khaliq? Yeah, al-khaliq is an adjective. It is describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So al-khaliq here is describing Allah. Now mubtada and khabar, both of them are marfu'. Right? Huwa, we don't see it on it. Allah, we see the dhamma. Al-khaliq is a follower. This is a sifa or na'at. It could be called na'at. It could be called sifa. It's an adjective. It is going to follow Allah in its follow the word that is describing in its status. So if this is marfu', what is he going to be? Marfu'. That's why huwallahu al-khaliqu al-bari'u al-musawwiru. Right? Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ardi. If you memorize Surah Al-Jumu'ah, al-maliki, right? Al-quddusi, al-azizi, al-hakimi. Why? Because all these words are adjectives to the word lillahi. So there's a kasra that is majrur in that status. So al-maliki, al-quddusi, all of them are going to be because they're followers. They just follow. Right. Let me give you examples that are more, a bit more simple. There are schools of thought that allow that, but they don't really. They're not very prominent anymore because there's something. There's actually a fundamental problem by adding akhbar. It's a bit problematic. ففي عندك النعت في أنواع الصفات وأنواع النعوت صح؟ تمام. الله الخالق. صح. But even with that, there are exceptions. Like the word sifa, this here, has at least two or three categorizations under it. I mean, there's na'at shakli, there's na'at majazi, there's na'at haqiqi. Yeah, there's different. We're not going to go into those details. I just, for me, just understanding the concept of an adjective in an Arabic sentence, and then how you would see that following the word that's being described properly. Yes, yes, Hamdi. Yes. Okay. So you gave me the that would be proper. Yeah, but. Because it could be hal as well. Let's use your example that you gave me. Thalju muzijun, right? There's snow is annoying. So let's say thalju al-abyadu, no, al-aswadu muzijun. Because white snow, yani, is clean at least. When you see black snow, you know that it's filthy and you're not very happy with it. Well, let's not use color. Let's do something different.
It's an amma, so I'm trying to change it.
All right. الثلج الكثيف. All right, there you go. Now, so when we did this last time, right, we gave this same sentence last time, we agreed that this is مبتدا, this is the subject, this is the beginning of the sentence. مزعج is a piece of information, it's a خبر. And we said الثلج مزعج, we were all happy. Now we added a word here. الكثيف means the dense snow, like really thick snow, right? So what is الكثيف here? Al-kathif is an adjective to thalj. It is describing the snow. So if you say the dense snow, and then you stop speaking, is that a sentence? It's not a sentence, right? So it's not a mubtada and khabar, because you said that in English you would say the dense snow. Now if you said the snow is dense, then in Arabic would change. You would say thalju kathifun. And this, you can take this out if you want, or you could leave it. But when you say الثلجُ الكثيف, now it is an adjective, right? We're going to study that, inshallah, on its own. What you need to know is this. An adjective will follow the word that is describing in its status. So if the ثلج is مبتدا and it's مرفوع, then الكثيف is going to be what? مرفوع as well, right? So when he said التابع للمرفوع, he said any word that follows another word that is مرفوع will also be مرفوع. The first type is النعت, is a صفة, is an adjective. All right. And of course we're going to study these in detail. Yani, but for me, it's just important that you understand. The second one is العطف. So an adjective, العطف. All right. What's العطف? You know what العطف is? Yeah, right? So can you give me an example? Very good. So let's use that. Inna Allah. So inna, what does it affect? Right? So it's going to affect what? Emphasizes the name. So what's Allah is going to have on it? What's the haraka? It's going to be mansoob. Very good. Inna Allah. And then we have wa malaika. Yusalloon. This sentence is the khabar of inna. Right? But wa malaika, the waw here means and in English. Right? So indeed, Allah and His angels. Right? So malaika, that's the thing, this is not tabi'ul marfu'. But see, Allah mashi al-hal, it's fine. So this is added to the word Allah. Right? So it's a tab, it's called atif, it's a type of a tabi', it's a follower. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this name here is mansub, what is malaika going to be? It's going to be mansub like it. Where do we see the nasab, Muhammad? Where does the word end? So وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. This is تابع للمنصوب, right? This is something following the منصوب. Let's think of something following the مرفوع. Can you think of something following the مرفوع?
What's عطف again?
عطف is adding one thing to the other. When you add something to the other. So can you think of something being added to something that's مرفوع?
يوسف ودراجته.
Quais, thumma. Let's use Yusuf, just for maybe he'll stop talking to Hamdi. So Yusuf, wadarrajatuhu. Now is that a sentence?
No.
Yusuf and his bike. He'll be standing there like, okay, when? No, Yusuf and his bike. Yeah, so you need information. Give me something, yeah? Yeah, sure. Think, what does Yusuf and his bike do?
example.
All right. Riding on the road. Yasirani ala al-tariq. They're both riding on the road. Now Yusuf, what is he in this sentence? What are you, Yusuf, here? You're the mubtada, right? It's not a fa'al, it's a mubtada because it's a noun-based sentence. This sentence is a khabar. It tells us what you're doing. You're on the road. Now, well is atf. It's and. Now the word after it is going to be ma'tuf on this one. So what does that mean? It's going to carry the same status. So if Yusufu is marfu'a, then darrajatu, who?
So there was inna bi Yusufa wa darrajatahu?
Yes, there you go. Now you made now you made sense of the of how it all works. So al-ataf, when you add a word, innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati, right? Wal qanitina wal qanitati wal sadiqina wal sadiqati. And go on. So the Ahzab is just adding one thing to the other. They're all mansoob. They all have either a ya or a kasra at the end of it, depending on what type of word it is. Yes, yeah. Yes.
What is atf in English?
Like addition. Adding is one thing to the other. And isn't that what is and called? And in English, it's a junction. But what does it do? Does it
just adds?
So just addition, is that proper? I don't know. I'm not very good at Arabic. Conjunctions words. Okay, conjunction words. There you go. Yes.
And the one beside as-safa, is it al-mard? That one.
Al-na'at. Yeah, al-na'at. Sorry, my dot is not there. Al-na'at. All right. Can you think of a number of words that are being added to one another? Marfu'a in the Quran somewhere. Those are all adjectives. Very good. There's all adjectives and they're all mansub. Muslimatin, mu'minatin, very good. But can you think of something that is marfu'a in your mind? That is wasa'i wa tariqi. Right? So you'll find a lot of majroor in the oaths at the beginning of the surah. You'll find a lot of them. Like a lot. The Quran is filled with them. All right, khalas, it's fine. Atf, just understand the concept.
Do you know one? Or?
I can think of a couple, but the idea is I want you guys to think. Can you think of, the point is you think of it. As-sabiruna was-sadiquna wal-qanituna wal-munfiquna. So you can come up with these words, but can you just the idea is if you can kind of think of the... Wal-mu'tafikatu. So fir'aunu wal-mu'tafikatu. So fir'aun, pharaoh, al-mu'tafikat, all the tribes that were sinful after him. So and on and on, right? So we're going to study atf. We'll have it on its own. Like there's different, because there's different, waw is one thing that you use. You use waw, right? And then you use also fa, and you use thumma. So there's different things that we use in order to bring a junction. So we'll study this on its own. But for now, I just need you to know that whenever you add a word to word, something wa, something else, then the thing that is after is going to follow the one before it in whatever status it is. So if it's marfu'a, this will be also marfu'a like it. All right.
What if there's a la, like it's all negative?
Give me an example. Yeah, that would work as well. Sinatun wala naumun. So that would still work. All right, so the second one after that, al-badal. And the final is Tawqeed. These are a bit more, al-Badal and al-Tawqeed. These are a bit more complex, but we can still explain them to you, inshallah. Does anyone know what the Badal is?
Replacing?
Yeah, so we're a word that replaces another word. A word that can replace another word. Can you think of an example? Think. They're a bit similar. Let's see if there's how many examples we have here. No, it's okay. I'll give you only two examples of what al-badal is, and then one of tawqeed, because we're going to study them. Like the text studies them on its own as we go along. So if I said qama. Zaydun Akhuka Qama got up. Zayd. Qama Zaydun. So let's say your brother's name is Zayd, right? So I said, Zayd, your brother, got up. In English, that's how it would sound. It says, Zayd, your brother, got up. So what is your brother in English? What would it serve in an English sentence? So if I said Zayd, or if I was talking to Muhammad, I said, Yusuf, your brother, got up. Now what would the word your brother, it would be between parentheses, or it would be after two commas, right? That's how it would work. But what would it mean? How would you grammatically categorize your brother in English? I don't really know. In Arabic, it becomes, this is badal from this. It substitutes it. Why? Because you could say qama akhuka, it would have the exact same meaning. Akhuka is not, is it an adjective to Zayd? It's not describing Zayd. Yeah, Yusuf is not a description of Muhammad, right? So it's not a description. Is it ma'tuf? No, there's no waw, there's no fa between it, after it. So what is it? It is a badal. It substitutes it. So we could have said qama zaydun, that would be enough. Or we could say qama akhuka, same meaning, same meaning. So that's an example of a, of course there's more to it than that, but just to kind of make it easy. So here, zaydun is marfu'a, so akhuka would be also marfu'a. What is the marker of rafi' in the word akhuka? Akhuka is one of the five exceptional nouns. What is it? It's the waw. Remember? Akhu or akha or akhi, based on whatever status it is. So marfu will find the waw. Now with tawkid, let me give an example. Jaa al-shababu kulluhum. The guys came, all of them. All of them came. قام جاء الشباب, the guys came, right? Then I said كلهم. كلهم, all of them. All of them, what is this? Is this adjective? Are you describing them? No. Is there عطف? No. Is it بدل? Well, you can't really substitute them. جاء كله. No, there's something missing there. So what is it? It's an emphasis. Tawkid is an emphasis. So emphasizes. If you said Ja'a al-Shabab, do you think that half of them came, or do you think all of them came? If I said Ja'a al-Shabab, yeah, you're under the impression that all of them came. So why would I say Kulluhum? To emphasize. Just to emphasize. Just to tell you, they all came. Does that make sense? So when I say Ja'a al-Shabab, I mean all of them, but then I add the word kulluhum, I emphasize the idea. So here, if this shabab is, now here it's the fa'il, it's the subject, so it's marfu', right? So kullu is a tabi', it's going to follow the word shabab, so it's going to be also marfu'. Does that make sense? Kind of? It's okay. This is going to have their own part for study, yes? Yes, Muhammad? Go ahead, hit me. Ugh, depends on what you mean here. So you mean هذا is the مبتدا,
yeah.
And الغلام is the خبر?
No.
Oh, so you mean غلام is better than هذا?
Yeah.
Okay, that would work, yeah. So هذا الغلام صاحبك. So صاحبك, your friend, هذا, this guy, الغلام, this young guy, right? So صاحبك, so هذا is the مبتدأ, this is the مبتدأ, and this is the خبر. So what is غلام? غلام is بدل from هذا. You could say الغلام صاحبك, the young man is your friend, or هذا صاحبك, or this guy is your friend. It's the same thing. So that would work as well. Yeah, very good.
Can I guess one?
Go ahead, guess one more. Yeah. وهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه Harun. You could use that as badal. I mean, Harun could be better than Akhahu, but because the word brother is before, you can have more than one meaning. So if it was وَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا هَارُونَ أَخَاهُ, then it would definitely be badal, 100%. But Akhahu Harun could may not be badal, but it could also be. You see, when it comes to complex sentences being grammatically broken down in Arabic, just like fiqh, you'll find different opinions. You'll find different scholars who break it down differently and talk about it. And that's for every language, by the way, even English. We're taught the basics of, you know, how the English language works, but when you go into the details and you go to complex sentences, you'll find that scholars of linguistics will kind of differ in terms of how this sentence is built and what you can add to it. So Badal and Tawqeed are like one of the categories where there's a lot of difference of opinion in terms of when they're used and when they're not used. What I care about is that you memorize in your head is that التابع, the follower, the words that follow other words, are four things. Adjectives, what did you say that you called them? Conjunctive, what? Conjunctions, all right. Badal, substitute words, and emphasis, and words that emphasize. So words that serve emphasis. So na'at, atuf, badal, and tawqid. These four words will always follow the word that's before them, right? And they will have their own category of study once we go through them. All right. We survived this, mashallah. No one passed away. So we have seven categories of al-marfu'at min al-asma, of nouns that are that are in the status of rafa, right? If you really look at them, all you really have are three types. Out of the seven, you really only have three things. I'm gonna break this down to make it a bit easier for everyone. It's really only three things. Al-marfu'at min al-asma are only really three things. It's al-fa'il. It's al-mubtada, and it's al-khabar. That's all they really are, nothing else. Al-fa'il, we spin off al-fa'il, right? Na'ib al-fa'il, the substitute of the fa'il, in a passive sentence. So we're talking about a passive sentence. Rakala Yusuf al-kura, Yusuf kicked the ball, right? And then you say, rukilat al-kura, the ball was kicked. So now we removed Yusuf out of the sentence. Now the ball becomes a substitute. It tags in and it takes on the weight of being the fa'al. It's called na'ib al-fa'al. Yes?
Ta'at-ta'nith.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, inshallah. A mubtada, right? So, of course, this is a verb-based sentence. Yeah? Now these are going to be noun-based sentence. There's no verb in the sentence. The subject becomes a mubtada. It's called a mubtada now. It'll be looked at as a mubtada. Al-mubtada is always marfu'. What do we spin off al-mubtada? Ism? Ism kana. Kana enters the sentence and it affects the khabar, doesn't affect the usm. Doesn't affect the usm. So the usm stays marfu'. But it used to be the mubtada, but now it's called usm kana. It's the same thing really. It's just it got a new name now. Al-khabar, what do we spin off al-khabar? Khabar inna. Inna comes in and it emphasizes the subject, so it affects the first word, doesn't affect the second word. Doesn't affect the second word. Now the second word stays marfu', but it's no longer called the khabar just openly, it's called khabar inna. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now any word that follows one of these words, tabi'a, acts like it. So any word that follows one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's a follower. What are the four types of word that follow? Number one, adjective, صفة or not. The second, someone else, عطف, yes?
بدل.
So عطف as in adding, a word that's added to another word. بدل as in a substitute to the word. And توكيد as in an emphasis of the word, right? So basically, it's only three types of words. تابع just follows another word. That's all it is. It's just a form of following. All right. Are they hard to memorize? All right. So, sorry?
Assess tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. You have seven types of words, seven types of nouns, not just word nouns, that are marfu'. Two of them are specific for the verb-based sentence. These two are specific verb-based sentences. And four are specific noun-based sentences. And this is unspecific. Can an adjective only exist in a noun-based sentence? Can it only exist in a verb-based sentence? No, it can exist in any sentence. It's just an adjective, doesn't matter. I'll give you examples of adjectives and outs in a second. So let's say, kharaja, who are we gonna use? Umar. Let's use Umar's name. خرج عمر الذكي الوسيم العاقل اللبيب القوي خرج. He left. Umar left. This is a sentence. The sentence is done. Umar left. So we don't need anything more. And then I want to describe Umar. So I started describing him. He's the intelligent, the good-looking, smart, the witty, the strong. And these are all what adjectives to, you know, Mr. Umar over here. So if Umar is the subject, right? So he's marfu', he's a fa'il. Isn't he a fa'il? So he's a fa'il, he's marfu'. Now attabi' lil marfu'. We have a word that's going to follow al marfu'. So what are they going to get? Dhakiyu, al wasimu, al aqilu, al labibu, qawiyu. Yada yada. All right. Let's give a few more examples. Use a new guy, where's the, what is it? Show me. Yeah, but what is it? What are you showing me?
I think it's
yeah, but that's for a verb. We're studying, what are we studying? Most important thing. Studying nouns, right? We're studying nouns. Keep in mind that we're studying nouns, right? So let's use Atif this time, let's do something different. So let's say Hamdi wa Yusuf wa Musa wa Muhammad wa Umar. So we have Yusuf Senior and Yusuf Junior, huh? Or we can say Hamdi wa Yusufan. That's actually okay to say. Well, Yusufan, you can say that.
Why Alif?
Because there's two, right?
Yeah, but yeah.
Good. So do in the dual form, what is the marker of Rafa? Because this guy here is a Mubtada, صح? I'm going to say, هنا, حضروا الدرس. They attended the lesson. So this is the Khabar over here. And Hamdi over here is the Mubtada. And all these are what? Atif. Atif. Atif, atif. All these words are being added to Hamdi. Hamdi is a mubtada, he's marfu'. However, Hamdi, when he's marfu', we don't get to see a dhamma on his name because his name, unless your name is Hamdi. If it's Hamdi, then it's Hamdiyun, but Hamdi, you don't see it. Now, Yusufan is added to it, so it's marfu'. So if we have a dual form, what is the marker of rafa' in a dual form? For the muthanna, what's the marker of rafa' for the muthanna? Huh? Yeah, so what is the marker of rafa' for the dual form? It's an alif, right? If it was not marfu, what would you find? Yeah, well, Yusufain, right? But if it's marfu, well, Yusufan, right? So it's all marfu. Hamdi, well, Yusufani, well, Musa. Is there a way for me to see the marker of Rafa on your name? Impossible. It's always estimated. It's always, always estimated for you. Well, Muhammadun, well, Umaru. No, we'll talk about that inshallah. Give me some time. We'll come to that inshallah. Just forgive me for now, right? Is it time for salah? Okay, we'll pray inshallah and then we will continue next week. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah bihamdik. Shalom la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Barakallahu fikum.